Jonas Doyle is here now with, it says in the papers.
A budget giveaway in October is promised in the Irish Times lead story. Pat Leahy reports that Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is saying that reductions in personal tax, further energy supports and a major package aimed at reducing child poverty are to be included. Another approach to spending is the main topic for the Irish Examiner. Eamon Ryan, Minister for the Environment and leader of the Green Party, pointing to wildfires and record temperatures in Europe, said that businesses must decarbonise and choose greener transport options such as rail. His comments came as he unveiled an All-Ireland railway expansion plan costing €36 billion that will increase the frequency of trains, reopen routes and take more haulage off the roads by creating rail links to ports in Limerick, Cork, Rosslare and Dublin by 2050. However, the paper says in comments that appear at odds with Mr. Ryan, the Taoiseach yesterday stressed the need to continue to invest heavily in road infrastructure. As the Times puts it, Mr. Varadkar said that the rail plan actually makes the case for more investment in roads. In the Irish Independent, Caroline O'Doherty looks into the detail of the rail plan and says that cooperation between the Republic and Northern Ireland is vital if the ambitious project is to be realised. A fourth night for the band Coldplay at Croke Park next year is celebrated in the Irish Daily Star lead story. The Irish Daily Mirror reports on a family which claims that the remains of a Frenchman were mistakenly delivered to a Tipperary undertaker instead of their father's body. The RTE broadcaster Claire Byrne is the main story for the Irish Sun. In a report taken from an interview that appeared in yesterday's Irish Times, she says she didn't pursue the Late Late Show gig after seeing the abuse she was subject to online. The Independent leads with the news that a warning has been issued to American citizens about their personal safety in light of several incidents in Dublin city centre recently. The US Embassy told visitors to avoid walking alone, especially at night, to avoid carrying large amounts of cash and to keep expensive watches or jewellery hidden. In a related story, the Irish Daily Mail reports that a senior Garda, Detective Mark Ferris, has said that new hate crime legislation will lead to officers having more paperwork at a time when Gardaí are struggling to leave their desks and get out on the streets. In a column in The Independent, Ian O'Doherty reminds readers that it was only 2 weeks ago that the American travel magazine Global Traveller voted Dublin the best city in the world for a weekend break. There are many fine pictures of a new arrival in Dublin, one of two lemurs that have found a home in the zoo, its head in the Times and a good view of the tail in the Mail. The Independent caption explains that the animal, which has wide open eyes, is striking a startled pose.